We were going to go to the grocery store that day, and my wife's mom come over and said there was an altercation occurring at their home, and she was very worried about her son. The police were over there. So my wife told me, head over and we'll follow up behind you guys. So I headed over, I pulled up, and there was multiple police officers at the house, arrayed in the front yard.
Kurt Kastner lives in the California town of Salinas, about 2 hours' drive south of San Francisco, and it was in the afternoon of February the 19th, 2005, that he rushed over to his father-in-law, Robert Heston's house. Mr. Heston had called the police himself because his son, also called Robert, had started to trash their house, and he wanted the police to stop him. The younger Robert Heston was 40 years old and had a long history of alcohol and drug addiction. That particular day, he was high on methamphetamine and deep into the paranoia that the substance produced in him. His brother-in-law, Kurt Kastner, had seen it all before.
Robert was an addict. You can't sugarcoat it. When he wasn't under the influence of anything, you couldn't ask for a better person to be around. When he got involved in his alcohol or drugs, it always deteriorated into some sort of an altercation. And it usually involved, he would barricade himself into a residence or an apartment or a hotel room, and he would throw stuff out of the building. And it would stay that way until somebody tried to go in and physically restrain him and get him. He would always hole up and hide. He was extremely afraid of the police.
The police were also extremely wary of him, it seems. When they arrived at the Heston house that February afternoon, they found a front lawn strewn with pieces of broken furniture, books and picture frames. They also, more worryingly, found the older Mr. Heston on the ground, with his son pulling him by the arm.
At that point, the police advanced on Robert, fired two weapons at him. One set of probes hit Robert. He grabbed at his chest, was backing up and yelling. And then more officers come up behind the first two, advanced on him into the house, discharged their weapons.
The weapons in question weren't firearms. They were electric stun guns, or tasers, so named after their manufacturer, Taser International. Desperate to find out what was happening to his brother-in-law, but finding the front door blocked by Salinas police officers, Kurt Kastner rushed round the back.
When I come into the house, they had him down on the ground, face down, had his hands cuffed at that point, and I was getting my father-in-law situated in the chair, and somebody said he's turning blue.
Robert Heston had gone into cardiac arrest. He was rushed to hospital, but he never regained consciousness and died the following night.
I took the Heston case to trial, both as an excessive force case against the police and as a products liability case against Taser.
This is John Burton, a lawyer based in Pasadena, who represented the late Robert Heston's family when they decided to sue both the Salinas police force and Taser International over his death. The trial was finally concluded in June 2009, with a federal jury finding Taser International to be 15% liable for the death. The police were cleared of any blame, and Robert Heston's methamphetamine intoxication was deemed to be the largest contributing factor. But even so, the jury awarded the Heston family $6 million in compensatory and punitive damages against Taser International. It was a landmark judgment, because this was the first time that the company's product had been found to have contributed to an individual's death. John Burton attributes their success to his team's dedicated attention to the science of what the electric shock from a Taser does to the human heart.
We realized that the problem of the device and why it was so dangerous was what's called acidosis. The device, by its design, causes the muscles to contract repeatedly. The muscle contractions discharge lactic acid or lactate into the bloodstream, and as that builds up, the blood acid builds up, and that, along with the fact that the pain of the device, the stress of the situation is already taxing the heart, causing it to beat very rapidly, basically causes the electrical system of the heart to short out. So we were able to develop the acidosis theory, and we were able to persuade the jury on that. And we had peer-reviewed literature that supported our position on acidosis, that pigs who were anesthetized and were tasered over and over again developed very high, dangerous blood acid levels. And so that was what we relied on primarily.
On a matter of law, the damages awarded against Taser International were reduced by the...